This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the sights, the sounds, the scenes, and on Tuesdays, the listeners. This is Takeover Tuesday for October 5th, and this is when the listeners take over, and I just talk about the comments that have come in the past week from whatever you guys want to talk about. First and foremost, thank you to my Patreon supporters. I have no new Patreon supporters this week, but John sent me a message on Patreon that I did not see last week. He is my latest Patreon supporter. I talked about him last week, and he sent a message through Patreon that for some reason I didn't see it. I don't get alerts for that. I just happened to be on Patreon, my Patreon account, and I saw the message from John. And I want to read that message to you. It's great. It sums up everything that this podcast is about. And it's just a lot of fun when you guys get me, when you understand what this podcast is about. So John's message says, "Your drive and passion to make an inclusive podcast is really different. With so much discussion on almost any subject anymore getting nasty and divisive, it's nice to discuss a subject that everyone genuinely cares about, and differing opinions actually do sometimes change minds. That's rare anymore. Looking forward to your discussion on Kick-Ass. Love Mark Strong and the cast that did Kick-Ass." And thanks, John. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate when you guys send messages like that that say exactly what I'm trying to do. And we'll jump to Twitter in a second, but That's what I say all the time. People say Twitter is a cesspool. If you think it's a cesspool, and I don't think any of you guys really do, because it is what you make it. And it's a lot like life. Life is what you make it. And if you cultivate your Twitter feed, it's the right way. You keep all of that stuff out. And, you know, sometimes stuff leaks in, and just like real life, there are jerks in the world and you're going to hear from them. But if you surround yourself with good people, that's what you get, is good people. And that's what I've done on Twitter. I surround myself with great people. And the conversations, that's where this podcast comes from. And very rarely do I get stuff that I don't even want to read or I don't care about that's mean or vicious. And we do. We have differing opinions all the time. And it's changed my minds on things. And I'm sure some of the stuff I've talked about has changed your minds. As you guys have said, you didn't think you'd like a movie, but you bought it anyways. And you're glad you did. And that's what this is about. And just having a good time and talking home theater. And with that, let's get to some great new people on Twitter. And this happens to be my Twitter anniversary for Brightside Home Theater. This is my second year. 2 years ago this week, I joined Twitter as Brightside Home Theater, and here we are. And here are some great people that joined this week. We have Keith Sampson, David Sosillo. We had a conversation actually about, I can't remember what about, I think it was about screens. And that's coming up in a second. Actually, now just registered in my head what's going on here. So David Sosillo was talking about the importance of having a great screen. I mentioned back to him. Then he followed me back. And I really appreciate that, David. Really do. Richard Peck followed me. National Treasure Hunt followed me. And this is an interesting follow because it's a Twitter feed just for the movie National Treasure, which I actually love that movie. I love both of them because they're just fun movies. It's that I get Shawshanked by National Treasure all the time. You're flipping channels and National Treasure's on, I gotta watch it. If I'm flipping channels as I go to bed, I fall asleep to National Treasure. I love Nick Cage. I'm not going to lie. I think he's a blast to watch. I love all of his movies. They're all popcorn movie, or most of them. Leaving Las Vegas, not so much a popcorn movie. And he was fantastic in that. But he does some fun movies. So I'm kind of interested in that one there, National Treasure Hunt That's a pretty cool follow. And then the last one this week of the five, it's a pretty big week for me grabbing five people. Just as I'm sitting down to do this, I put out my tweet the other that I said I would put out this week, which you guys don't know because here we go. Time travel. Coming in Monday, Friday's podcast, you're going to hear about Bram Stoker's Dracula. And while I was recording that podcast, I said during the week of the podcast, I will put out a tweet, which I put out today, and that you will hear all about that on Friday. But I was talking, I tweeted out about an image from the movie that I absolutely love. And if you've seen this, as you're listening to this, this tweet would have gone out the day before, Monday, yesterday. And I said, I mentioned the projector I used. I mentioned all of this stuff, but right as I was tweeting this, or after I tweeted, actually, right after I tweeted it, I never mentioned the screen I used. But then all of a sudden, my phone comes up with such and such followed you on Twitter. And who was it? Stuart Filmscreen followed me on Twitter. And I was like, wow, what a coincidence. But now actually sitting down to do this podcast and I see that conversation I had with David Cicillo, I was like, oh, that's right. Last week we were talking about Stuart Filmscreen. Stuart probably checked me out. I'm harmless. So they gave me a follow and I really appreciate that because I absolutely love my Stuart Filmscreen. It's the Studio Tech 100 recommended to me by my projector calibrator. And he said, this is the absolute best screen you can get. If you have a completely light controlled room, you will get the most out of any projector with this screen, he says. So I did it again. A little bit more expensive than when he told me to get the Panasonic 820. And he's like, get this screen to go with this projector and you'll absolutely love it. I actually had the screen before I had my 4K projector, but he knew that's what I was going to get into. So that's why I did. This isn't a commercial for Stuart Filmscreen. This isn't a, I just knew I wanted to eliminate that link and be able to eliminate that variable. And if I know I have the best and he says it's the best, that's what I went with. So to each his own. And I that's what I have. All right, moving on. Let's get to the comments this week. So last week I put out a tweet, finally arrived my first copy of Home Cinema. And that spawned a whole bunch of comments. Great. Graham Cole comes in with, as if you had time to read. Joking, but not joking. LOL. He's absolutely correct. I don't have time to read. That's why I love having, when I sit down to relax and I'm not doing anything and I'm just sitting with my dogs and hanging out, I can open the magazine and just flip through it and read the little art. I don't need my phone. I can stay. It's so hard to read on my phone or on an iPad because the little bubbles keep popping up of you guys tweeting at me, people texting at me, getting emails. And it's so hard to stay out of that stuff and just relax and just enjoy the magazine. No bubbles pop up in a magazine. You just get to enjoy the magazine. So that's my new calm. My new zen is these magazines. But he's, you know, Graham's absolutely right. I don't have time to read. It's, and I'm not complaining. I love my busy life. I love keeping going. It's, you know, my wife says, you know, if you, why can't you just stop? I don't know. I just enjoy going and it's fun and it keeps me going. So that's what I'm doing. Anyways, moving on. Carl Ricci email, tweeted, yep, never stop. And he sent a picture of his copy of Sound and Vision, spectacular screens. So he has Sound and Vision delivered. And then WV Brew at Brightside HT, two home theater magazines still printing physical copies, widescreen review, and the same copy of Sound and Vision that Carl tweeted at me. So you know what I did this week? I picked up my phone and probably got sidetracked from some bubbles, but I ordered widescreen review and Sound and Vision hard copies. I'm into that physical media. I want to read about these things. I want these magazines on my table next to me and in the living room so I can relax without the bubbles. So I'm looking forward to getting my widescreen review and my copy of Sound and Vision. Thank you guys. I didn't know Sound. I have Sound and Vision digitally. I didn't know they were still sending out. It's been a while since I even looked, and it was talking to you guys and seeing your tweets about other media And that's what made me decide to even look into it. And that's what I got. So now I'm getting three different magazines. Daddy 077, I'm subscribed to Widescreen Review. See, it's so awesome. Theo says that that you DJ show is entertaining. Fun to listen to this in is a better format. Thanks again. And just talking about the new format. Theo is he's so enthusiastic that sometimes his tweets come through. I don't know exactly what he's saying. He's like, that you DJ show is entertaining. Theo, go back and look at your tweet up there. It's like, I get what you're saying. Thank you, DJ. Your show is entertaining. Fun to listen to. This is a better format. Thanks again. And I'm interpreting what it says, but I love it. Thank you, Theo. He's tireless. He just keeps tweeting and commenting on YouTube, trying to promote the show. And I really appreciate it because the more tweets and the more things you get, the more access people get to see. So thank you very much. This one is a DM from my buddy Mark. He says, hey, DJ, I searched to find where I said I didn't like Kick-Ass. I think I said I was burnt out on the Justice League, but I was implying that I would vote for Kick-Ass instead. I may have actually misspoke somewhere, but I do like the movie, LOL. I'm just bad with words and Twitter, haha. It was the first time watching with my 724 system, way different than before with my upgraded receiver. And I said, it could be me too. Maybe it was someone else who said it. I'm not 100% sure, but it is a great HD experience. He said, well, we'll say it was me, LOL. Remember when I cut my head? I mean, my grass, haha. And he's, you don't have to take the, it was me. I know it was me. Because I can't find where you said it either. It's just when I'm in the conversation like this and I'm commenting on what you guys are saying, I'm like, I knew somebody had a negative comment to it, and I am sorry I misspoke, but I'm not sorry. It's fun. Who cares? You know, who cares? And Mark, you're a great sport, and I know you understand. So, let's see. All right, moving along to WV Brew at Brightside HT. It would be such a good... It would be so good to get a guest like Scott, who was the Larry King of home theater. Hours and hours of interviews. Miss him. So Scott Wilkinson is who he's talking about, and he's from Home Theater Geek, writer, editor, musician, blah, 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 at HT Geek Scott on Twitter. I will say this. I have reached out to him quite a few times. I would love to get him. And you're not the first person to ask. Many people have asked me in emails and tweets, and this one was actually put out publicly on Twitter, so I feel like I should comment. He is very, very busy, and he is very hard to get a hold of. I've had people actually reach out to him for me, and they also have said he's very hard to get a hold of. He is very busy. He is very sought after. I think he would be a great guest as well. If anybody can help me out and get him on the podcast, I would be super excited to talk to him. I listened to his podcast, Home Theater Geek, way back when, and then I was sad to see that it went away. In the meantime, he was one of the first home theater podcasts I listened to, and then I progressed into AV Rant, and then when he went away, I was thankful to have AV Rant and HT guys. But Scott Wilkinson was definitely, I came in later in his career as podcasting, and then he quickly went away. I was late to the podcasting game, but yes, he would be a great guest. He's way more professional than I am, way more experienced at this, but he loves to just talk about it. And that's why he's so sought after, very hard to get a hold of, but I would love to absolutely WV would love to get a hold of him. And anybody else, if anybody, I've had people reach out to me that have contacts in the home theater world that I am talking to some people. Look, I talked to Kaleidoscape because of a listener. Because of Joe, the listener. Fantastic. I never thought I'd get that. So you guys out there, if you know a way to get in touch with him and put me in touch with him, that would be great. Really appreciate it. So we'll see how that plays out, but it's not for lack of trying. And I don't think he's brushing me off. I just think he gets inundated. You know, I would never say that about anybody. There's other people I've reached out to, and it's going to take some time. We're going to have conversations. I'm having multiple conversations about interviews right now that are taking me pretty much into next year. because I still want to do, I want to do interviews, but I still want to review movies too. So, all right. Next up, Adriano the Nerd. Definitely a recommendation from me. Great concept and an amazing visual style. And he's talking about Daybreakers. And then WV Brew says, it replies to him and said, the Atmos upgrade on 4K may be worth it. Don't have Blu-ray to compare, but immersive wide soundstage on Atmos track. So Adriano the Nerd, he happens to have the Blu-ray copy. And WV is saying the 4K upgrade to Atmos might be better. I talked about this movie last week. It was in one of the recommended, one of my recommendations from, I believe it was from WV Brew. And he, there's so many extras to it as well. There's a lot of, you know, a lot to this movie. It looks fantastic. I haven't seen this one. I have picked it up since then. I've taken a look at it. And I'm going to put this out to you guys. I don't want to spoil anything for you, so I won't tell you what movie I was going to be doing in 2 weeks. 3 weeks, actually. But I would be willing to substitute this movie for that movie. So coming up on Friday, you're going to be hearing Bram Stoker's Dracula. Next week, I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be because I want to keep a little suspense till next Tuesday when I tell you what next Friday is going to be. But I already have that one done. The following week is another horror movie, more recent horror movie, but nonetheless a horror movie. I don't think anybody would be disappointed, but I would be willing to substitute that movie for Daybreakers in 4K. Ethan Hawke, Willem Dafoe, you know, Sam Neill, how can you go wrong? I don't know. So I'm going to put it to you guys, an unknown horror movie. Or should I break down Daybreakers? You guys let me know. I'll put the poll out tomorrow on Tuesday to run until, let's say, we'll run it until Friday. And then I'll talk about it next week and I'll let you know what you're getting. So then you'll have 2 weeks in a row because one next Tuesday, I will let you know what you're getting that Friday. And you'll know the decision, whether you voted for the unknown horror movie or did you vote for Daybreakers? Should be fun. We'll see. All right, let's move this along. Okay, Steve George, my buddy Steve. Hey, at Brightside HT, just heard the latest episode of Throwback Tuesday. Okay. Please see my Monster Hunter comments below. I did go back to listen to your review podcast, and I agree with every word. So, Steve George's previous tweet, that I hadn't seen, I wasn't tagged in it, but he tagged me now, and it says, I'd like to reassure anyone within about 10 miles of hashtag Cinema George that there has not been an earthquake this afternoon. Just a showing of the 4K UHD of Monster Hunter. The story makes no sense whatsoever, but the video is great and the Atmos audio is nuts. Yes, I could not agree more, Steve. It is nuts. It is an absolute home theater must-own. I believe it's still in my top five of all homes, of all Atmos tracks, of all immersive object-based soundtracks. It is absolutely a blast. It is a must-own for home theater fans. And again, yeah, it's a movie based on a video game. What do you expect? I mean, they can't all be, you know, Casablanca. You got to have some fun too. And this one is an absolute blast. So thanks, Steve. Really appreciate that. John Z at Brightside HT. Excited to represent Brightside HT at the grocery store. Like you said, it might even strike up a conversation with a fellow home theater enthusiast. And John bought himself a classic hoodie, charcoal hoodie. Brightside Home Theater is going to be wearing it around proudly, as he says, to say, you know, to see if it sparks up some conversation. So that is the other way that you can support the podcast. You can go to tpublic.org or tpublic Brightside Home Theater. And the links are in the show notes as well. And you can buy t-shirts, mugs, sweatshirts, stickers, phone cases. I have a phone case and you can wear this stuff around or put stickers wherever you'd like and get people to talk home theater. I've worn mine out. We've go out to the restaurant, the local restaurant in town, and people are like, home theater, what's Brightside Home Theater? I have a podcast. Oh, you have a podcast about home? Yeah, hey, or I listen to a podcast. Home theater, you are into home theater? I'm into home theater. It's fantastic. And I really appreciate it, John. Thanks for tweeting it out, letting everybody know you're representing. And that's great. Christmas is coming, everybody. Get yourself something. Get something for somebody else and tell them that you love home theater. All right. Justin Van Camp at Brightside HT. Today's pickups. How did I do? And he bought 4K, the 4K copy of The Thing, 4K copy of Shawshank Redemption, and The Hitman's Bodyguard looks like the steel case. And I said, awesome. I love all three movies for different reasons. And Justin says, I never saw The Thing until now, and that was a good one. We'll get to the other ones later. And I said, huh, I'm the opposite. I haven't seen The Thing in years, and I'm really interested in the 4K version. Great movie, though, with great memories of when I was younger. And that's why I like these movies for all different reasons. It's like, so The Thing just reminds me of being a kid and I snuck to see this movie, and it was a horror movie. It was rated R at the time, and John Carpenter, just a fantastic movie. But I know I'm very excited to see it in 4K. Haven't had the chance to, but it's awesome. From what I've heard, it's supposed to be really good. And I'm thinking, you know, snow and nighttime and contrast ratio, it should be a lot of fun in 4K with the HDR. Shawshank. I mean, come on, who doesn't love Shawshank? I mean, I don't care what you get Shawshank. You're walking through the store, there's a copy that you don't own, Shawshanked. I'm owning it. So, I mean, I can't really say too much more about that. It's an absolute awesome movie. That is a Casablanca. That's just a great movie that they come out with the 8K, you know, ultra HD version. I'm buying that too. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. And The Hitman's Bodyguard, it's just an absolute blast. It's such a fun movie. I can't say that I remember this movie to be like a dynamic home theater experience. It's an action movie for sure, but it's off the top of my head, and I've seen it quite a few times. There's not a lot that I could just sit, nothing jumps out at me to say, check out this scene, not off the top of my head, but it doesn't mean it's just not a fun, it's the buddy cop type movie where, you know, they're opposites attract type thing. And I like The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard as well, the sequel to it. That's fantastic. But yeah, you can't go wrong with any of those three. Great job, Justin. Enjoy. Next up, BJ Horton. He says, at Brightside HT, I'm enjoying Star Wars Galaxy of Sounds on Disney Plus. I can't remember if you've mentioned this, but definitely cool. And yes, I don't think I had mentioned it on this podcast because I hadn't seen it yet. I just saw it this week myself, and it's really cool. I have a small gripe with it, as I replied to BJ, and I said, I'll elaborate in the podcast. So my gripe is this. When I first saw this, I was in my bedroom flipping through Disney and seeing what to watch as I fell asleep, and I saw this Galaxy of Sounds, and I started watching the first one. And it's all just, they open with the opening scene from A New Hope. And it's just, but they take out the score, they take out it, and it's just the sound of the ships coming overhead. And then that entire first episode is just that, 7 minutes of just sound scenes from the movies with the score taken out, the dialogue taken out, and it's just the sound effects of ships flying. And it's an absolute blast. Any Star Wars fan, it's just Star Wars porn. And then it goes through all the different set. There's other scenes as well. Episode, I think there's 7 episodes, but it's an absolute blast. My gripe, it's not an Atmos. They could have done so much more with this. I jumped out of bed, got dressed, ran downstairs to my theater, and my son was still playing video games. And I'm like, how much longer are you going to be playing? And he's like, oh, about a half hour. Then I'm going to bed. I'm like, argh. So I waited till the next day. I come down to my theater and I put on that episode, and I'm flipping through, and it's just in Dolby, I believe, Dolby Digital 5.1. And there's not great. They could have done such a great job when you're isolating the sounds like that. You could have had great pans overhead. They could have done so much more with it. And I think, unfortunately, this is for the Star Wars fan. It's not for the Star Wars home theater fan. And in your living room with a sound system, it's going to be fantastic. There is some bass in it. It is nice. There are some pans to it, but there's nothing in there that you're just going to be like, wow, where when they're isolating the sound, you can isolate those pans even more and make them that much more dramatic. So I was a little disappointed with that. It's not really a theater type thing. It's just something that's just fun to watch, and you put it on and they're all like seven minutes long, each episode, but it's just sounds and lots of fun. But could have gone that extra mile for the home theater fan. Wish they had. All right. Next up, Reginald. He DM'd me an image of Pink Floyd, The Wall. I believe a CD or no, the movie, the Pink Floyd, The Wall and Black Widow in 4K. And he says, I love packaged media. And I said, me too. I'm actually trying to track down the white Black Widow 4K packaging. The steelbook packaging that has the white Black Widow on it. He has the standard one, the one that I have as well, that I bought on a whim. I needed to have it immediately, so that's the one I bought. And I'm trying to track down the white one at a decent price. I know I can get it for like $70, $60 here and there. But I love that. I love that image of her because I have a husky. Her name is Romy. Natasha Romanoff is her full name. And the white packaging of Black Widow reminds me of my dog. I would love to have that packaging. And I love package media as well. I love that. And Pink Floyd, The Wall. Perfect for Reginald. I can't believe I was like, is it the CD? Is it the movie? Of course it's the movie. His theater is one of my featured theaters. And he has, when I featured his theater, he has hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of CDs as well that he loves to listen to in his theater. And Pink Floyd, The Wall, fantastic, fantastic movie for that, being in that theater. It's got to be, I haven't actually seen that one in my theater. Next up, Martin sent me an email titled Terminator. And it says, vacuum robot eats sleeping woman's hair. It's a fantastic image because it says at the bottom, it's got a picture. First, it's a meme. First picture is this woman fell asleep on the floor and her robot vacuum, a Roomba, came over and sucked up her hair. And people are trying to get it looks like paramedics are trying to get the hair out of the robot. And then right underneath that is a picture of the Terminator, and it says, and so it begins. And I'm like, he sent it with a message saying, hi, DJ, you might get a laugh out of this one. And I'm like, you're absolutely right, Martin. I love it because I'm like, sorry, you're an idiot. You fell asleep on the floor with long hair and your robot vacuum that you programmed to go off came out and ate your hair. So buyer beware, be careful, whatever. You can't blame the robot on that one. He's just doing his job. All right. Next up from G. Cornell. He says, what are you watching this weekend? I'm behind on my viewing, so we'll cook up some Wagyu beef back ribs and then press play on the DVR and watch last week's NHRA Midwest Nationals. Tasty viewing. I said, that sounds delicious. I'm not sure. I'm working pretty much through the weekend. I have guests on Saturday night. Hopefully I can sneak in Foundation on Apple TV and Lost Symbol on Peacock. And he said, I've never seen Lost Symbol, stars Ashley Zuckerman, who I remember well from Manhattan, about the development of the atom bomb. Good series if you've never seen it. Around that time, he also starred in an Australian series, The Code. He's from Australia, so he spoke with home country Australian accent. No, I haven't seen that. The Code sounds good, but I like that one, Manhattan, too. That sounds really good. But if I haven't spoken about Foundation and Lost Symbol, those are the shows that I am really, really enjoying. Foundation on Apple TV. I did speak about that last week. It's a great home theater experience. I talked about it on my other podcast with John. Great home theater experience, great sound, great picture. Apple TV is absolutely killing it. And I really am enjoying The Lost Symbol on Peacock. That has a great image as well. Sound is pretty good. But Foundation is actually in Atmos. Lost Symbol's just in, you know, Dolby Digital Plus or Dolby Digital, whatever. Both great shows. I'm really enjoying that. But yes, I am too behind. I am always behind on my viewing. Still haven't sat down to view the NHRA Nationals yet, as a matter of fact. I'm always behind on my viewing, and I love it. I always have something to watch. So I'm always trying to play catch up. I'll never catch up because I'll always be behind. But that's okay, because that just means it's when I'm all caught up, I'll be bored. I'll have nothing to do, and that ain't going to happen. All right, moving along. Movies and Scenes from Anthony, forever to be known as Tony, and you'll understand here. Thanks for your feedback on my questions. I super appreciate it. Part of what makes your podcast special is how you incorporate listener comments, and I was glad to contribute to the conversation. As someone with an art background, I would really be interested to hear your thoughts on the movie Samsara. It's a non-narrative movie that consists of a series of mind-blowingly amazing scenes from around the world paired with hauntingly beautiful music. It's kind of the equivalent of movies as modern art. The scenes share a theme, but there is no dialogue. The entire movie is amazing, but I would recommend the scene at 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 10 seconds with the strangely ornate caskets and a warlord being laid to rest in one that looks like a gun. This movie is available on iTunes in 4K. If you like it, I would also recommend the movie Baraka, which is very similar. And that's spelled B-A-R-A-K-A. And just in case I'm not pronouncing it correctly. In your initial response to my first email on your podcast, you spoke the big true. I do prefer to be called Tony. Take care and keep up the good work. And thank you, Tony, forever to be called Tony from here on forward. So I got this email and, you know, best laid plans. So I was thinking I'll sit down and I'll check out at least that scene at 1 hour, 12 minutes and 10 seconds of Samsara. And I didn't. I forgot all about it. I apologize. I sat down to look at my notes when I had put this in my notes. I'm like, damn, I didn't do that. And I don't have time to do it right now. I would love to check this out. This sounds fantastic. Tony, do me a favor. If you don't hear about this scene in the next couple of weeks, it means it slipped out of my mind, out of my consciousness, but I really want to get to it. So remind me, reply to that email that you sent me and say, hey, dum-dum, check this out. You're not offending me. You can call me dum-dum. But yes, I would love to get to that. It sounds great. I will put both of these movies in the recommended viewing as well for anybody that wants to check this stuff out. That would be, and I will put the quotes to it. All right. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that. Moving along to comments from last week's A Quiet Place. So I put out the tweet as I try to always do. Sometimes I forget to tweet, but I tweeted New Brightside Podcast kicking off October. And I added the question, can a movie about being quiet actually have a dynamic soundtrack? First reply I get right away, Steve George very simply says, in a word, yes, all capital letters. And yeah. Yep. You can. I absolutely hope you guys love that podcast. Hope you guys love that movie. I should say not the podcast, but it is so great. And this week's podcast, very, very similar. Let's just say that two keywords for Friday's podcast, subtle and sophisticated. That's all I'll say about Bram Stoker's Dracula. Because I've said it a ton already in the podcast. But last week's A Quiet Place, Theo says, as always, nailed it with a bunch of thumbs up. Appreciate that, Theo. Theo also said, this is one of my favorite surround sound mixes and on the edge of your seat drama action movie. And it is. It is a great surround mix because for the home theater fan, that's exactly what it is. It's for the home theater fan. It's a great movie to see in a living room. You turn the lights out, have some popcorn, and you just have TV speakers because you're going to enjoy it for how quiet it is. But to get those nuances in your theater, it's a fantastic movie for that because it's all brought out when listening at reference level. Mr. Motown on YouTube says, one of the best tracks out there. Yep. And Theo on YouTube says, great show as always. So entertaining and more. I appreciate it, but I don't know what the and more is. And movies and scenes, like I said, Galaxy Sounds, I'll have that. I've already talked about the movies and scenes that I'll be talking about, not Foundation, but Galaxy Sounds, and the ones that I got from Tony, the movies Samsara and Baraka. I'll have those in movies and scenes this week. But I'd like to wind up the podcast with a couple of emails that I got that kind of bookended the week, and it's very interesting. So I got a couple of emails, both from Carl, and one of them was an article from Variety. I'll link that in the show notes. And it says, Dune is opening in movie theaters and your living room. Here's why that's a mistake. And the article goes on, obviously, to explain that the difference between, you know, how some movies are just opening in theaters, some movies are open, you know, day and date opening on HBO Max or whatever, and just how that is a mistake, how there is an opportunity here to get things going in the right direction by going back into the theater. Now, that email came to me last week, I believe, before I recorded, or right after I recorded the podcast. I think it was last Monday, as a matter of fact, Carl sent me that email. And then just before I'm about to record this week's podcast, he sends me an article, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, kills it at the box office with a record-setting opening weekend. And again, this is on Cinema Blend. I'll have this link in the show notes as well. But it's like, that's why I wanted to talk about that. It's like, yes, I have said I'm not enjoying my cinema experience as much as I enjoy my home theater experience. My picture is better in my theater, and the sound is better in my theater. But what isn't better in my theater is the opportunity to enjoy these movies with a bunch of other people. Now, my local cinema, I get Dolby Atmos. I get a great picture. It's not the IMAX, but I get a great picture. It's the Showcase Cinema Lux Cinema. It's the best that they offer, and it looks fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We have at the time, it's not 50% of the theater, but if you buy tickets, you have to buy them ahead of time, and they're putting a seat in between groups. So if you go in with five people, you can buy five seats. But on either side of you, there'll be one seat available before the next group. So if you have two people, if you're one seat, you'll have two empty seats on either side of you. You get the picture. So it's limited seating. It's not a sold out crowd. But I got to see Venom 2, we'll call it, this past weekend. And I enjoyed the experience of being with other people. Let's just say that. I didn't enjoy the movie as much as I would have liked. The home theater experience, I'm sure, will be great. I will be watching this in my theater when it comes out, when I can get the disc, but it's not my favorite movie. If you want to hear more on that, you can listen to Wednesday's podcast on Brightside Chat with John, where we're going to break it down. We've already had our conversations, but I'm not a big fan of the movie itself. And there's more to that, but this podcast is about the home theater experience. And in this case, theater experiences. Now, that's to say, like, I agree. I guess I do agree with what they're saying in that first article where Dune is making, they're making a mistake. And it's Dune is meant to be seen on the big screen. It looks like it's shown in variable aspect ratios, meaning they have IMAX scenes and then they have the, you know, 2:39:1 scenes, which I'm not a big fan of, because I like to have my masking up and have it be consistent throughout the movie. But I am a fan of the IMAX picture. I wish the whole movie was shot in that. Hopefully, maybe that's what we get. Not sure. But anyways, this is a movie that's meant to be enjoyed on a grand scale. So the movie, the show Foundation on Apple TV Plus is like Dune. And it is fantastic. I'm hoping Dune is as good as Foundation is on Apple TV Plus. But I want to see Dune in the theater. I want to see it on that big screen. I want to see it with a bunch of other people just in awe of what is going on the screen. The giant scenes, the sound, the giant sound, all of that being experienced in the theater. And it's going to take time for people to get comfortable going back to the theaters. And as much as I would love Day and Date from here on forward, because I have a theater, I can experience what I want. The lesser movies, instead of going to the theater, I can just experience them at home. But if we keep giving people the choice on whether to go to the theater or not go to the theater and see it at home, majority of the people are just going to stay home. We're not going to see those record numbers again. There's times where maybe we should just pull off the Band-Aid and just let it happen. And I feel like what they're doing with HBO Max, I think they're just sticking to their word that they would do this the rest of the year, because they're not doing it in 2022, I believe. But I think they should stop now, because the numbers are going up. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Venom 2, Venom Let There Be Carnage, no one, I can't imagine anybody was more excited to see that movie than me. And that means like not many people were super excited to see that. And this thing is breaking box office records, and on regular times. It opened at this past weekend at over $90 million. $90 million for a movie that nobody really wanted to see. Nobody was looking forward to this more than Shang-Chi, and nobody was looking forward to it more than Black Widow. And Black Widow opened at $80 million, plus you could see it at home. So imagine if that was exclusive, how much more it could have made in the theaters. It would have done more than Venom, I guarantee it, because it did $60 million in the home. So 80 plus 60, that's a lot of people seeing that movie that weekend. But what we're seeing, Venom, the reason people are going to see Venom is they want an excuse to get out. And I believe, this is kind of spoilers for my Bright Side chat conversation that I'm going to have with John, but I believe that the reason the people are going to the theaters was because of the end credit scene, and they needed an excuse. Great marketing by Tom Hardy. Fantastic marketing. He begged everybody a week or two leading up to the movie, please do not ruin the end credit scene for anybody else. Don't spoil the surprise. Well, that just made everybody go, huh? What? What's the end credit scene? I got to go see it. And in the first weekend, everybody flocked to the theater because they had an excuse. That's all they needed. They needed an excuse to get into the theater. I've got to be there to see this movie before it gets spoiled, but I want to experience it. And to be honest with you, the movie leading up to the end credit scene was, okay, not the best movie I'd seen. But that end credit scene was fantastic. It's great. I'll leave it at that. Spoiler free. It was great. And it made them over $90 million in this weekend because of the marketing. But it also came at a time when everybody just wanted a reason to go to the theater. And if we keep allowing this Day and Date stuff, not like we have a choice, but if HBO or these studios keep allowing you the choice, a lot of people are just going to choose to stay home, and they're never going to have that excuse to get off their couch and go see a great movie and experience it with a bunch of people. And, you know, do what you feel is comfortable, but it's amazing how much more comfortable you feel when you're given a good excuse to make yourself feel comfortable to go see Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So I thought that was really interesting. Those emails literally bookended my week, bookended my show notes. And thank you, Carl. Really appreciate it. It's like Carl emails us almost every day. And to get those, I just thought that was great. And a great way to, you know, wrap up the podcast, that conversation on what is going on out there in the real world, not necessarily home theater, but going on in the theaters. And people are excited to get back in. And, you know, we have James Bond coming up this week, and I'll be going to see that for sure. But we'll see. It looks like we're on the right track, though. Venom Let There Be Carnage is doing crazy numbers, and it looks like people are getting more and more comfortable, and hopefully we're back to normal within a year. So, all right, enough on that. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to everybody on Patreon supporting me. Really appreciate that. If you'd like to join the Patreon crew and be a supporter of this podcast monetarily, just go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and you'll figure it out. It's very simple, very easy, and very cheap for as little as $12 a year. And you can also go to TeePublic and buy a t-shirt or buy a sweatshirt. That sounds fun too. And as always, just follow me on Twitter. That's great. Follow me on Twitter. It is not a cesspool. It is what you make it. And you guys make this great. You make this podcast great. You make Tuesdays great. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for pushing play on this podcast. I will see you on Friday with Bram Stoker's Dracula in 4K. So you might want to pick that one up. And I'll see you then. Now go push play.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.